7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabriel Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Appreciate you being here with us on MLK Day. And boy, you're going to start with some numbers, some really good, some historic numbers.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So the Central Valley, Fresno, Kings, Madera, and Tulare County saw the lowest annual unemployment rate ever in 2018, last year. So that's according to state data that came out on Friday. And this data kind of goes all the way back to 1990. So and then also when it comes to unemployment, the lower the better. So the rates were nearly 10 points lower than the peak of the Great Recession in 2010. We've come a long way. So last year, the unemployment rate for the year was 7.4% in Fresno County. This is the sixth time in 28 years that that rate was actually a single digit. December also marked the 21st consecutive month dating back to April 2017 of single digit unemployment in Fresno County. There are more people working in Fresno County last month than in any other December on record. And September actually saw the largest workforce in Fresno County ever, the most people working, about 428,000 people. Our population's about a million, so about half of those folks were on the job. Some of the strongest industries for job growth year over year was government with 2,300 positions, leisure and hospitality, 1,700, educational and health service was 1,600, and construction, it's always good to see construction numbers up, 1,500 extra jobs this year. So we're kind of a bit in a lull when it comes to hiring. It's going to come back, it's a seasonal thing. It's going to come back in the spring as the farms come back to life. And then, our food processors, as a result, get busy, and the cycle continues, and hopefully we'll continue to see low unemployment moving forward.
Yeah, that's a great cycle. Let's just keep that rolling. Those are some really good numbers. Thanks for that info, Gabe. All right, this is something that every now and then, you just got to throw an axe at something, don't you? Just every now and then, Gabe.
Yes, and then you could have a beer or two before you do it. Alcohol and axe throwing do mix, and Fresno is going to see that for itself firsthand. So there's a trend going on across the country of these axe throwing bars. You're like a lumberjack chucking sharp axes at wooden targets. So there's this company called Bad Axe Throwing, one of these businesses, and they're going to be opening at the corner of Palm and Shields in the former Stevens Bicycle space. We spoke to the owner. He's already opened about 25 of these businesses all over the U.S. and Canada, and he expects to open a dozen more this year, and Fresno is going to be one of them. This is something I learned. It's actually useful to think of this as like bowling. But with sharp objects, you throw in lanes. There's teams and leagues and international competitions. It's a whole big thing. So it's supervised and geared towards groups. So if you want to have your Christmas party or a team building exercise, think about Bad Axe Throwing. They're going to be open February 8th through 11th, a free open house.
And what's,
go
what's
on Facebook to find out.
What's the name of the business again? That's an awesome name.
Bad Axe Throwing.
Bad Axe Throwing. I love it. Yeah. Hey, when you give out the awards next year for the Business Journal, maybe you should do it out there, Gabe.
Hey, that's a great idea. I'm going to pass that up to chain of command.
Hey, Gabe, appreciate you being up on this holiday and reporting in for us. Have a great week, brother.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
All right. You want more information on these stories, all news that is business, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.